Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Psychologist Dr. Elaine Ducharme, our special guest today. Our topic today will be
I need therapy.
Tips to avoid conflict when talking about your kids to your ex-spouse.
That's a deep one.
That's challenging.
It is very challenging. And people get so stuck in bad communication, and they're so angry at each other, and they insist that they're not hurting their kids, but they absolutely are. So, and I do a fair amount of divorce work as well as co-parenting after divorces. So I wanted to talk about how we can choose children over conflict, and give people about 10
maybe
tips.
If that's what you keep in mind, choosing your child over conflict, that's
really
a great statement.
It really is. You have to love your kids more than you hate your ex.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's absolutely the number one. So there, I came up with a group of 10 tips that I hope people will listen to. And you can actually use this in any relationship, but particularly when you're talking about your kids. Number one, communicate in a courteous manner. Mm-hmm. You know, stop screaming at each other. Don't send texts with expletives.
Calling each other names.
It's so destructive. Be on time and have the kids ready. It's really interesting how parents will just make sure the kids aren't ready, or you know, that kind of thing.
And you know what? If it does happen to happen, because sometimes it's hard to corral kids.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, a cat rodeo.
Right.
Be understanding.
True. Absolutely. And you know, and maybe let the other person know, I'm running 10 minutes behind.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So that there's that communication. And when you are exchanging children, please try and make it so that it's at least civil and courteous. I have so many families that they can't even just say hello and during the exchange, and they end up sometimes having to exchange kids at a police department, and the destruction to the kids
psychologically, to think that
my parents can't even just say hello and let me get out of one car and into the other. Avoid high conflict discussions in front of the kids. You know, parents tell me, oh, they didn't hear that. They can't hear it. I'm sorry. They can hear through the vents. I learned my children were watching television shows on Dallas long after I went to bed, because they would go up in my room and listen through the vent till when we were coming upstairs, and they heard us coming up, they'd shut the TV off. So kids can hear all kinds of things in houses. It's helpful if you have similar rules and discipline. On the other hand, I will tell you that if you really have a high conflict divorce, you're probably better off just trying to think of things that are reasonable and keep it in your own house. We try really hard to say, you know, if the similar kinds of discipline, similar bedtime, similar routines, but some families just
sabotage each other.
Exactly. And then they criticize, and then they question the kids. Well, what time did you do this at daddy's house or at mommy's house, and what was going on? And then they use that and they send a nasty note. Well, you know, I hear the kids were up too late, so now they're cranky. And so it just is so difficult. Being flexible with your schedule. So let's just say you've got, I'm supposed to have the kids on Thursday and Friday, but something's coming up and there's a big party that the other person's going to have with cousins and everything. Be flexible. Think about the parenting schedule is not always just for the parents. It's for the sake of the children, so that the children can have a good relationship with both parents and all their relatives. So if we get stuck in, that's my time, it's not. It's kids' time. And if you were living in the same household, you would, of course, let kids do these things. This next one is a little tough, trusting the other person's parenting skills, because you may or may not approve. But unless there's some real reason that we've seen this person is completely incompetent, really just try and assume your kids are going to get it. If they are not a really great parent, your kids will figure it out, and you don't need to keep criticizing that. This next one is really important for everybody. When you get a text that you're upset about, please don't just text back. Wait at least 10 minutes before you hit that button and
send
that
email.
Absolutely. I mean, it just is inflammatory. And if you're really having trouble, there are apps out there and programs that you can, called like talkingparents.com, where all messages go through a third party.
Like an autocorrect? It'll improve your messaging?
Save you from yourself.
Well, what it does is it means that you can write whatever you want, but the therapist or the guardian ad litem has the ability to look at it.
Oh. So you might want to word this differently.
Exactly.
Oh, it's like a wingman.
It is like a wingman, and some of them are free, and some of them still have small cost.
It's a good idea.
It's a great idea for parents that are struggling. The other is, this is really important, if you're going to be with a new partner, please, and you're going to introduce them to your kids, tell the other parent first.
Yeah.
You don't want your kids coming home thinking, I have to keep a secret, or surprise. So that, you know, that it's just a courteous kind of thing to do. The next one is respecting boundaries, and that means in terms of conversation. Don't question your kids. Well, what's daddy doing? What's mommy doing? Is she going out on dates? What's her, you know, what's happening? And then the last one, and I think that's probably the most positive, and it will occur if you choose your children over conflict, is promote a positive relationship with the other parent. Because even if you can't stand that other person, that child or your children are still half and half, and they need to love you both, and they need to feel they can love you both rather than being stuck in the middle. So hopefully people, when they hear these, might just look at their own behaviors. You can't correct anybody else, and don't go to your, you know, your ex-spouse and say, here, Dr. Ducharme said you must be doing this. That kind of defeats it.
Just remember, love your kids more than you hate your ex.
That's the key.
And
kids
stick
first.
To those I words, and hopefully things will be much better, and your kids will grow up being far better problem solvers if they see you doing the very same.
Dr. Ducharme, if somebody would like to chat with you, how do they go about it?
DrElaineDucharme.com.